Kevin, go do.
I mean, why you gotta be a dick like that? But you can just
have some of that, Chad.
You can pour your own. It's a whole bottle over here.
No, it's not.
That's fine. I don't need it anyway.
Hey guys.
Just introduce the podcast.
Welcome back.
Just introduce it like normal, please.
No filter podcast.
Can you just introduce it like normal, please?
What? I'm trying a different approach.
You didn't even drink it. Can you just introduce the vibe?
I did. It's a shower.
One shot.
Okay. So, hey guys, welcome back to No Filter Podcast. I'm here. Your host, Brittany. See, never mind. I ain't gonna say it. Welcome back. I'm here with the grump, Antoine.
What's
Look,
up?
What? For real, Antoine's really a grump.
You didn't even let me say what's up. Like,
because you are. Okay. You're really a grump, and it got to see your true grumpy colors.
When?
Didn't you say your people at your job said you was the grump?
They didn't say I was the grump. They was just basically like...
Like when you come around, everybody be like, oh shit.
Not really. Like, since I got promoted, they said like, the fun is the F word for me. Yeah. Like, I'm not really... Listen, I'm just straight to the point.
Like, when he said that, I was like, that's how we feel here too. Like, we could never... Like, not we. I can never pinpoint what it is that me and the kids feel and... Fun, like fun killer, fun sucker. That's you.
It's not really, because honestly, everybody at my job love me anyway, bro.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean? We don't love you here?
No, not.
I'm just wondering. Happy Black History Month, people.
Oh, it is the 1st.
February 1st. We love it.
I knew it was unusually black everywhere today. I didn't even pay attention.
Catch our favorite clip on our Instagram page, the black clip of the people dancing. You're going to see it on Juneteenth, too, so be ready. We post it twice a year every year. So, how was your week?
I mean, what's today, Tuesday?
Yes.
Tuesday? I mean, it's cool. It was a pretty chill weekend. Nothing really... Work was hectic. It wasn't hectic, but I did more work than normal.
Yeah. Work was okay for me. Work's actually been very good this week.
Yeah.
So far.
Since you've been back, it's been really good.
What do you mean, since I've been back?
I mean, since you've been back to work, it's been good.
What is that supposed to mean? I feel like that's a grumpy, shady answer. It's not so grumpy. We're going to just go ahead and move we've been dealing with the issues you've been dealing with,
like, it's just been difficult, like holding everything down for like months.
Yeah, I understand. I was joking, obviously, but you wouldn't understand that because you're a grump. That's what we're gonna call this episode, the grump episode. Anyways,
you just seem like an asshole.
For me, the only thing that's been bothering me is like the weather. So we had like a huge ass snowstorm.
That's been like 2 weeks, right? Almost 2 weeks.
Mm-mm. Was it?
Yeah, almost 2 weeks.
Okay, so we got what, 14 inches of snow?
It was about 14, 15.
So
the weather is, I don't know what's wrong. Like, they said it was going to be 6 to 8. It ended up being 15. What the fuck?
Right.
How you get that off?
And then they said, so one day they closed schools. What was it, like a Monday? Oh, they closed schools on a Monday, but the kids wasn't here that day, and I was supposed to go to work, but they closed my job down because of how much snow it was. And then,
what do you mean the kids wasn't here?
Remember, they was at my mom's.
Oh yeah, because they did close school before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, no, it was already closed because it was Martin Luther King Day, but it was on a Monday.
That's what it was.
Okay. Yeah. And then that following, the next Thursday, they closed because the wind chill was below 13.
Yeah.
And then, now we got another storm coming that's supposed to be basically the same thing.
Not really. It's a little different because, like, instead of 2 days of snow, since it's going to be in the mid-40s, it's just supposed to rain all day. But then, like, it's going to get freezing below 32, at night. So all that shit gonna freeze and then turn into snow.
Oh my god. I didn't know it was supposed to be like that.
Yeah, that's why they're saying, like, just be prepared. Make sure whatever you need is charged and stuff. Because, you know,
they said the power's supposed to go out.
No, it said it's a possibility because with all the ice and shit, it's going to weigh down the power. Remember, I remember the last weird ice storm we had. I was in probably freshman or sophomore.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
I remember at my mom, because I remember at the house. We was at my mom's house, and I remember the tree in front of the house, that big ass tree. Mm-hmm. I don't even think it's there no more because it was right on the side. That big ass tree. It was actually in front of our yard. Mm-hmm. It was a big ass tree, and the limbs and shit that fell off the tree and fell on the power lines, and then the power lines had huge ass icicles on it.
But we kind of that big tree in front. I was gonna say we kind of free of trees, but it is a big ass tree.
No, how the way that tree used to be in front of my house, it was like right on the side of the house, and then the trees and the power lines went right through it. So that just on the ice, it was crazy.
I also went to my friend's birthday dinner. That was fun. Yeah. That was last Thursday. And was that last? Yeah, that was last Thursday. I had a nice time. It was a good get together. Oh, Mr. Hunt wants it. His words were, I need to come on the iPod. I need to come on the iPod. So I told him.
I was confused. I was confused when I read that on the paper. I'm like, the iPod.
My best friend's dad wants to come on the podcast. I'm going to have him on too because when I tell you, he is fucking hilarious. He's fucking hilarious. And I also want to, I think we're going to have him on for like a parenting episode because.
Hey, you know what would be funny? Him and my dad on at the same time.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That would be funny. We should do that. Bro, for real. We should do that because I told him I'm going to get him on, but with your dad. And they know each other. They went to school together, so that would be good. And then, like, we could do, like, a parenting then and now because they, like, strict. Like, when I used to stay the night over Kayla's house, it wasn't like he was mean to me or strict to me or anything, but I just knew not. It was like, I remember with Kaylee's, like, if her dad is asleep for work because he worked nights, nope, we couldn't do shit. Like, we had to be very quiet. But then, like, he always was funny. Like, he was funny as hell. And Kayla would tell me, you know, my dad, this and that. But Mr. Hunt, we definitely gonna get you on. And that, yo, dad, that would be good. But anyways,
Oh, no, man, because my dad don't drink or nothing, so it'd be weird drinking.
I'm still grown. Well, he's still funny.
I'm grown as fuck, and I
Mr. Hunt drinks, but I think he'll be funny.
See, look, that's how strict of a parent my dad used to be. Now that I'm grown as fuck, I'm, like, nervous about thinking about drinking in front of that motherfucker.
Well, don't drink. You don't have to drink that episode. Or we could just, like, have coffee cups here and put alcohol in there. He won't know. Also, No Filter made the Hot Topics bus on Inspired Chats. We was like some fucking Hot Topics on another podcast, so shout out to us.
No, yeah, that was what's up. I mean, I like Chris's podcast and what he got into. Because honestly, I didn't quite finish the one, but I need to finish it.
I know.
She had the lady from
After Dark. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yes. I need to finish Go it. Follow them. It's called Inspired Chats. Inspired Chats on Instagram. I think that I'm pretty sure I'm for certain on Spotify.
Yeah, They on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Okay, so find them. It's a very good podcast. I'm talking, and then they have a second segment called Inspired Chats After Dark.
Yeah,
and very good.
Because honestly, I just need to put their podcast in my actual rotation. I need to put the notification so I know what day it come on.
Yeah.
Because I watch it, but I never listen. I listen to it, but never on the day it come out.
I get most of mine. I think they're on YouTube too. I get most of mine on YouTube. So, why did I say I think they on YouTube? Right. I get most of mine on YouTube. Okay, so let's move on to media. Okay, for media this week, so a Virginia mother that went to a school board meeting and threatened to bring loaded guns to her kid's school in protest of a mask mandate.
It wasn't even in protest. Like, she said, that, you know, if she, if they mandate masks and if her kid has to come to school with a mask, if she say, if they come to that decision, she'd be at the school Monday with every gun she has loaded.
You know what I don't understand is they doing it to keep your kids safe and you're pissed. I don't understand that. And it's just a mask. Like, you act like I ain't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But that's what people like that entitlement.
Let me tell you what. To me, I feel like if that was me, I'd probably have to beat her ass.
No, it's just, it's annoying because I deal with it at my job. It's that entitlement. Like, people call my job and tell us what we gonna do. And I'm like, it doesn't work like that. Like, that's not the process.
And you know what's fucked up? Like, with our school district, when they did mandate masks, like, a little bit, it was like a month after school started, they mandated masks because the numbers went up. So they mandated them for like 2 or 3 months, and like 12 families sued the school district. And I feel like it should be mandated now, but they won't do it. They keep making it an option, but they won't do it because they don't want to get sued.
Honestly, they're not going to win, the 12 families. Like, it's no, you're not going to win.
I mean, but that's just ridiculous, though.
But the thing, I don't understand.
Our school district's not that big, so.
Yeah, I mean, they'll spend more money fighting it for nothing. But honestly, it's just that entitlement that's annoying. Like, you want something done your way, and it's like, you can't get shit your way all the time.
And let's be honest, what is white people? Most of the time, honestly,
I thought the same too, but it's not like it's a lot of people that's like us that think the same way.
With the mask mandate,
yeah, all that mask vaccinations, everything, like it's close to even. It's close to even. It's just except that entitlement, and you know, it's the entitlement of some of the white people, like they.
That's what I was talking about, the entitlement aspect of it. I know it's black people who feel the same way, but I'm saying the entitlement aspect of it, to where you talking about you gonna bring guns to your kid's school. Excuse me? Like, as if there's not already enough school shooters out here.
Yeah.
You bringing that up as a threat when it's actually people out here that be shooting up schools.
But then again, it's people that say that's fake and it's a, you know, what's that,
stupid.
Just stupid. It's like a conspiracy theory. Like, stupid. What is it a conspiracy theory for, killing kids? Like, how is that a conspiracy theory for what?
Well,
like, people still think that Sandy Hook shooting was fake.
Oh my God.
Why was it fake?
It's stupid. That's just pure stupidness. And for you to even let that come out your mouth, not you, I'm just saying for anybody to let that come out your mouth that was fake, like. But anyways, the lady, she did get charged and she was arrested.
Good.
She was released on a $5,000 bond, though.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say you're about to bring loaded guns to a school. And I think it was an elementary school or middle school.
I think it was an elementary school. Don't matter what kind of school. Nothing's going to happen to them.
That's the one thing. Like, they shocked when something happened to them, just like the January 6th stuff. Everybody was shocked that they got arrested. Yeah. What do you mean? You broke into the Capitol building.
Do you think she gonna suffer consequences?
She probably gonna pay a fine. She ain't gonna go to jail time. She probably gonna
slap on the wrist. I think she should get like at least a year in prison.
They're not gonna do that.
A year in the pen.
Yeah, they're gonna do that for a threat.
Upstate. What's that one pen in New York?
That only happens if they in New York, maybe. She wasn't in New York.
I think she just send her there just for saying. What is that?
I think it's about to be closed. I think they're about to close it.
I know, but what is it called? Rikers. You should just send her ass up there. See how she like it.
If you're not in New York, you can't.
It doesn't matter. She needs to be sent there. I'm joking. I know. What would you have done in this situation?
In what situation?
If that happened in our school district, somebody said that. I already said what I would do. I'll catch her ass at the gas station because I know if she lived around here, it wouldn't be far when I seen her.
Not even that. Like, before that meeting was over with, like, what's up? Like, you bringing a gun to the school?
Yeah.
Like, you worried about masks.
Oh, yeah, you
but
right.
But you say you about to bring a gun to school on Monday? Hey, we need to have a conversation.
I would have just left the meeting and waited outside for her to come out.
You didn't have to wait the minute. You still up there. Like, okay, after your 5 minutes is up, Because they told her 2 or 3 minutes was up. As soon as she said, she's like, your time is up, man. Your minutes is up. I'm like, no, she good. Give her a couple more minutes. We got a couple more minutes. We got to discuss some
shit. Catch me outside. How about that?
Speaking of catch me outside, this is completely off script. It's not even funny, bro. But at my job, somebody got beat up. Somebody got beat up in a parking lot.
But like it wasn't somebody that worked there?
No, it wasn't our office. It was in the other office, like off to the side.
They was fighting?
She got, from what I hear, she got her ass whooped. They pulled the girl out the car and just beat the shit out of her.
Why? That's not funny. I don't know. Called the cops.
I don't know what happened. And then my thing is, I'm so in work mode. Once they said, well, it wasn't nobody at our job. I was like, in our office, I was like, oh, well, let me get back to doing what I was doing.
I mean, what else would you say?
Yeah, that's what I said. Let me get back to doing what I was doing then. But yeah, that I know that was off subject, but that was just like... What the fuck? Somebody just got beat up.
That right? is fucked up with somebody you don't like and that's looking to fight you, find out where you work at. Because they going to come up to your job.
And obviously they did.
It's terrible.
And like, I've been working at my job for so long to where like, that never happened.
Well, you know, let's just send healing energy to that girl because that's kind of embarrassing. Right. Everybody on all the different floors and see you get your ass beat outside.
Different floors and different buildings. It's two buildings.
Oh, that's terrible. People was probably recording, you know, this day and age, people like to record fights and shit.
I don't know how it got over to my side of the building. Like, I'm like, how did y'all even figure this out?
That's that break room convo. Anyways, it's a lot of baby news this week.
Baby news? Yeah. Well, it is a lot of baby shit going on.
Nick Cannon is having his 8th child. This nigga will not stop.
I thought he was more than that.
That's right, girls. Nick Cannon is expecting his 8th baby. And if you want one, you probably can get one too.
Shut the fuck up. Why is you acting like this is a lottery draw?
Listen, that's what it seemed like at this point. What my thing is, well, you know what? I'm not even going to say that because I don't want to say I understand it, but all these different women, it's like, is y'all just wanting to have babies with him? Do y'all want a relationship with him? Like the last person
honestly,
he had a baby
I think
with.
At first, women took him seriously. But I think now it's to the point to where they know what it is.
Because whoever the girl is, they said she had just got like a divorce from an NFL player. I feel like it's kind of like Nick Cannon. They know they're going to get this lifestyle. They said, you know, that's so it's like, give me a baby. Fuck it.
That's what I just said.
That's not what you said.
I said that, but not as so blunt. Like I said, you know, at first, I think the first couple of women was serious. Grumpy. Like, but then after that, it's like they know what it is now. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's how I feel. I mean,
and you gonna stop with that grump shit?
And he like, had a gender reveal with the girl. So, well, congratulations to them. I mean,
why are you upset?
I'm not upset. I never said I was upset. What would I be upset for?
No, it just
for?
Seemed like he was a little like.
I'm upset because you was getting smart with me for no reason.
I wasn't. Okay, go, whatever.
I provide the alcohol, the mic, the snacks.
Actually, I provided the alcohol, the mic.
You didn't provide anything. I provided this mic and this alcohol. Okay, I'm just joking. You did provide. I'm sorry. Look at him. Y'all got to see how he's looking at me. He's so grumpy. Cheer up. Jesus.
Nothing's wrong. Man.
He's so grumpy. All right. This was great. When I saw this, I was like,
saw what?
Rihanna's pregnant.
We knew this already.
I know, but she finally confirmed it because, you know, all she's been doing is wearing big ass jackets and shit like we didn't know.
No, because, no, she's been doing good. She, like, she
no, she didn't. I already knew.
I was just saying, like, she did wear big ass jackets and shit. But she's also, like, posting shit on her...
from the old one.
No. What's her
line? Fenty. Yeah.
She was posting her.
Yeah, I know. Because so like, remember, she was trending. Know. She was trending for a minute with
she
that...
She was trending a few times.
She had... It was like a like booty some picture or something.
Shit.
Something.
Like,
yeah.
Been a lot of lingerie shit she been trending.
Right, but that's what they do. That's what they do. They take a whole bunch of pictures before they start showing and then post those pictures one by one, then bust out of nowhere with a belly and vintage Chanel in Harlem holding hands with A$AP Rocky.
I mean, I don't understand. Like, why do people really care? Like,
I mean, I just think it's nice.
I mean, first of all, something we
do. First of all, I am a big Rihanna fan.
So I am too.
It's great for me. No, I love Rihanna. I'm not going to say what I want to say.
Go ahead, say it. Go ahead, say it. Get your ass in trouble. Go ahead.
No. I'm not going to say. What? I like Rihanna. She's great.
More than who?
So,
you like Rihanna more than who?
Her makeup was beautiful in these pictures. Ignore the pictures were flawless. Honestly, A$AP Rocky could have just set off to the side. Honestly.
I just want to hear what you say. Because I remember you told me you like Rihanna more than who.
Can you stop? A$AP Rocky could have just set off to the side for real.
Okay.
Don't you agree? Because he was just like kind of just there in the pictures. I mean, I guess. With his braids, you know. I do think they're a very cute couple, though.
I don't.
I don't think they're a cute couple. Because you know what it made me think of? That song that I like by him. That Fashion Killer song. Because she was in a video. That he...
Okay.
And
I didn't know she was in the video.
Yeah, she was in the video. And I think that's what sparked dating rumors with him before. But this was a while ago, like a couple years ago when he came out with that song. But I'm happy for them. It's great. But you know what kind of pissed me off about this? You know, I'm not going to say it pissed me off. Because I'm kind of happy too. The brat and her fiance.
I'm confused.
The brat and her fiance are expecting. Rude. Why would they release their pregnancy stuff the same day as Rihanna? That's rude as hell.
I don't think they knew.
But they knew. Once they posted it.
Hold on.
Listen.
We're missing the point.
No. I'm not done talking. Once they posted it.
I'm sure everybody's thinking the same thing I'm thinking.
Once they posted it. Yes, that I'm thinking too. Once they posted it, once they seen Rihanna, they should just delete it and went to the next day. Right?
No, I'm confused.
Don't be ignorant.
I'm not being ignorant.
You're being ignorant. Don't be ignorant.
I know that they're expecting. I completely
don't
understand.
Be ignorant. Antoine, seriously, don't be ignorant. They're expecting a child, but they could have waited to the next day.
I mean, I know I'm not the only motherfucker thinking it.
Okay, go ahead and say what you're
no, thinking. I'm just confused, like, how exactly?
The same way Andy Cohen has a child.
Who is
maybe
Andy Cohen?
The
housewife dude.
Yes. It's same way Andy Cohen was expecting a child with his partner.
How?
I don't know, Antoine. There's a lot of ways. There's in vitro. There's sperm banks that do in vitro. Like, it's ways. Like, don't be ignorant.
I'm not being ignorant. I'm being dead ass serious.
No.
Because, like, I know with certain... Because
you know what was on my next thing? I was about to start talking about people in the comments saying how to them. And that's fucked up.
I'm not... No, this is... See, this you just think I'm being a dick.
I think you are.
I'm literally trying to ask...
We don't know. We don't know their business. No, that's not what you were saying at first. Because if you were saying that at first, you would have said...
You never
what
gave process me a did
they, no, you just kept saying, how? How? I know everybody thinking what I'm thinking.
Of course everybody thinking what I'm thinking.
No, they're not.
But also, first of all, people need to stop being scared and just asking questions. How the hell are we supposed to know if we don't ask questions?
I mean, I don't think that's any of our business how they got pregnant.
Okay. Well, don't announce the shit.
They're going to announce it. My thing is, they could have waited to the next day.
This is the whole thing. You more upset about them announcing it the same time as Rihanna
waited.
Instead of trying to get to the bottom of the situation.
It could have waited. They could have fucking announced that they waited. Ain't they getting married in a couple months?
I don't know. I thought they were already married.
No, I don't think they married yet. They had a show, and I think they was like planning a wedding and stuff, because I know BB Judy proposed to the brat.
That's besides the point. Because I remember you explaining this to me. I forgot who it was. But usually they might use like a family member so they can have the same.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get to. But you were just thinking I was being ignorant.
I don't know. Yeah, I think you were, and I think you're just trying to change it now.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Wow. Okay.
It's fine. It's just okay. I mean, it's just the way you said it. You could have presented it a different way. But I'm just saying, they could have waited. That's just the end of the story. They could have fucking waited. Can they let her have her shine?
Honestly, I didn't even realize that they did it the same. Like, I didn't even think about it. Because, like, I seen the Rihanna picture, And then
it was all over.
I seen them later on that day, and I didn't even think. I didn't even put two of that. Oh, they both did. I didn't even care.
Do you know I got junk email?
I was happy for the both of them. It wasn't like, you should have waited until.
No, I was happy too. I was like, oh, what the fuck? They could have waited. That's what I said.
I didn't think about that. Like, I just had to, oh. And then I had the confused face too. But still, I thought about.
Do you know I got junk email about Rihanna and A$AP Rocky? I was like, who the fuck is sending me? It was like, I don't even know who it was from. But I'm like, who would send this in an email?
Speaking of junk email, I got to call the bank for those charges we was talking about.
Ugh, God. Please don't talk about that now. All right. We're going to go ahead and move on to Baywatch. It's going to be like, so I figure out how to, add sound bites.
I already told you what to do.
What have you been watching lately?
I've been watching lately.
You can start.
Actually, Superman and Lois came back on for the second season, so I've been getting into that. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's a little bit better than I thought. It's a little, it's twisting that series. Like, it's basically, Superman situation. But, it's what you would think, but it's also, like, family-oriented. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, in the comic books, him and Lois had a son. Mm-hmm. Named Jonathan. He named him after his dad. But in the show, he got two sons. So it's kind of like a little twist. It ain't exactly how to come. But it's actually a good show.
But one of them got powers and one dumb, right?
Right.
Mm. You've been watching Game of Thrones too, right?
Oh, speaking of Game of Thrones, I've been trying to get back with Game of Thrones because House of Dragons come out in April.
What's House of Dragons?
It's like a prequel. Basically, it's a prequel to Game of Thrones. So, yeah, it ain't nothing real. Honestly, I really don't know because Game of Thrones been off for a minute. Mm-hmm. And this is a prequel to this series.
Okay. I haven't really been watching anything alone except Cheaters.
Right. You be playing me because sometimes when we watch it together, you ended up watching it by yourself, like finishing off. And I don't want to watch it.
Ghost Book 2, we've been watching that. And then by myself, I've just been watching reruns of Cheaters, which, oh my God. That show is so fucking funny sometimes. Actually, it's funny all the time. But that and Judy Justice, Judge Judy's new show, has been pretty good too. I seen this meme. Not a meme. It was a clip. And somebody posted this girl basically admitting on national TV that she sold her pandemic food stamps to this lady.
No, the fuck she did.
Yes, bro. She did. It is, and that happens because I love Judge Judy. I watch Judge Judy all the time. That happens all the time where people admit to scamming the government on national TV, and every time. On the court show, yes, all the time. Every time it shows these people, it come across the screen, their first and last name and where they from. And, like, city and state. And they literally, she was like, yeah, I get pandemic stamps. They give me the regular amount of stamps plus more. It's like nonstop stamps every month. I got
She said nonstop stamps every month.
And Judge Judy was like, well, let me get this straight. Well, how do you sell them? They come on a card, don't they? She's like, yeah, I just give her the card. Like, let's say if she want to buy 100 stamps, she give me $50 and I give her my card and she go to the store and spend 100 stamps and give me back the card. So she literally said all this, and then the other lady goes, yeah, I buy them, and I give them away to people, and I did it, like, she tried to clean it up, because she was looking at her like, what the fuck are you doing? But, yeah.
That shows how stupid y'all motherfuckers is.
Listen, it happens all the time, because I like to watch old episodes of Judge Judy, and people be admitting to not working. But listen, they be suing people for money back that they spent on vacations, but nobody works, but they get, like, Social Security. So, Judge Judy be like, so let me get this straight.
Yeah, this is also has something to do with people that have jobs and, send in excuses like doctor's notes or say they can't do such and such and they can't do this. But then Oh. They be on social media kicking it harder than a motherfucker.
And it's they get like, paid for that, though? Do they get paid from the job? Like,
no, sick leave? No, because they don't be at work.
Well, that's not the same.
It's always an excuse of why you're not coming to work is you have proof. But then again, you out. Like, how is this wrong with you, but you out doing this?
Well, that's okay. Because she not getting paid. For, she not, like, if it'd be different if she's getting sick leave pay.
If they was getting sick leave pay, you're right. But it's still, it's just like the bullshit of the thing. Like, you're bullshitting the
system. But my thing is going on national TV. And also social media, too. That's dumb, too. But... So I've been watching Cheaters, old episodes of Cheaters, new episodes of Cheaters, and Judge Judy. You know what show I wish would come back, which I don't know if it's still around, To Catch a Predator. I used to like that show, too.
It's some shit in the news with him. I need to look it up.
He a predator, too? The host?
Oh, I'm not 100%.
Bitch!
I'm not 100% sure, because I know some shit happened to where... He was getting back into the city because you know it was a network show. I guess mm-hmm. it got canceled, but he was still doing it on his own mm-hmm. just to catch motherfuckers that was doing some shit. And then I know some other shit came out about him, but I need to do some more research. Wow. I'm not 100% sure what exactly it was.
Crazy. So things that are coming up.
Things that are coming up. I mean, if you want to talk about big things, I'm talking about the movie aspect. I know. I see what you got. I'm just adding a little bit to it.
Okay, go ahead. Movie what?
I'm just saying, talking about things that are coming up, and the two biggest movies that's coming up is Doctor Strange is coming up pretty soon. Oh, yeah. Doctor Strange 2, and also the new Batman is coming up mm-hmm. too. So those are two things to look out for.
When is Batman? Batman's coming next month, right? In February? This month.
I believe it's February or March. I need to look at the new trailer just dropped yesterday or today, so I need to watch that. But yeah, that's coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, the Doctor Strange. Oh my God,
Doctor Strange.
From what we've seen from Spider-Man, that looks like it is going to be sickening.
Doctor Strange 2, the summary just came out. Like the plot summary just came out, and basically it's just like a little plot, basically saying like. It's going to be multiple Doctor Stranges from different universes. Mm-hmm. And also, it's going to be other universes from the multiverse.
So like what Spider-Man did.
No, but actually, Doctor Strange, they're not going to be coming to the actual MCU. Doctor Strange is going to be in certain universes.
That's nice.
And then it's also going to be like other like variants of Doctor Strange, Wanda, Scarlet Witch.
Right, I was going to say, didn't we think it was going to be like him going, he's going to go into the WandaVision world. She's in that movie. Remember she built that house? It showed that house.
It's not her, basically that, what was it called? The Helix or the Dome or whatever? Mm. That remember we watched the show, that's over with.
Yeah.
That's over with. And she like kind of like went off to her own space because she wanted to like decompress and just like, okay, she understand that wasn't real. But then Doctor Strange was to go seek her out.
Not in the Dome.
Yeah, because remember?
The house. That's what I said. I saw the house in the preview.
Yeah, because remember we seen the thing and they kind of like basically showed us what she actually created.
But also, too, we thought that it was going to be what's the show? What If? Remember when the guy that was watching over everything?
The Watcher.
The Watcher. I mean, that was kind of self-explanatory. Remember the Watcher? No. What was it? Somebody took over the Watcher, who was the narrator of the whole show.
Oh, no, he didn't take over. He found out he was being watched, and that was Ultra.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, didn't we think that he was going to be part of that, too?
We don't know. Like the plot summary was just like, it just gave us little
bits. Marvel movies make me feel like I need like a notepad to make like a Venn diagram of everything.
Yeah. And then the one thing I know they said because even in the trailer they had this alien thing. It's not an alien thing, it's like a multiversal being. The being is actually called Shumagorath, but Marvel still can't use that name. Mm-hmm. So they used the name of another creature that looked like Shumagorath. I forgot the actual name of who it was called. They said it was. But it's basically the Shoot McGrath dude. But okay. yeah, that just seems good. Like, it just seems good. We don't know what's going to happen because it's still like a secret villain involved somewhere that we don't know.
So those are some movies that's coming out.
And we still don't know anything about Batman for real. Like, it just looked pretty
decent. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every time Batman's movies.
When has it been a bad Batman
movie? It's never. I remember when The Dark Knight came out, I went to see that shit three times.
For real? You went to the movie set three times?
Three fucking times. Well, I went to, you know, the like $5 movies. First time I went and paid like actual money, like at the. Like the regular movies, and then I went to the $5 movie, seen it again. Then I went to the $5 movie and seen it again. It was that good to me. And I just every time I had to keep like picking up little things like in the movie because I didn't understand. And even now, when we watch it, I'll sit there and watch the whole thing. I'm like, oh, so this is what you know, like little things I pick up sometimes.
What? Seriously?
What?
Come on.
Don't try and play me, Grump.
What?
What you mean? Seriously, like, what?
What are you talking about?
Sometimes I pick up different things in movies. That's like when you watch movies as a kid, and you watch that movie came out what 15 years ago?
I don't know.
Came out a while ago. When I rewatch it now, I notice different things. Maybe I noticed it back then, but I'm noticing it again. Like,
congratulations.
Chill.
Congratulations.
I'm sick of you. I'm sick of your shit.
Okay.
Anyways, guess who's coming to Netflix?
Who? What you talking about?
Madea, bitch. Oh. That's right, girls. That's right, church girls. Madea is coming back.
Did he say he was retired?
Yeah, fuck that. He's back.
He got a Netflix.
Fuck that. She's back.
No, I like that. I like what he did marketing.
Hell yeah.
Because honestly, he told everybody.
Get some Jay-Z shit.
Because he was probably working on that Netflix deal when he was saying it was over with. He was just, he was probably like a white lie. He was like, yeah, it's over. He's no longer doing Madea no more. But he didn't say he's no longer doing it with that production. He's going to be doing it with Netflix.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So he gave it that couple years off and then.
Let me tell you what. Netflix took over that whole shit. Minus this set, because, you know, Tyler Perry got his own studios. Netflix was like, listen.
No, actually.
Listen, Tyler, these wigs, we're not doing it.
No, we should have knew he did, because a few of Netflix, like, movies, like, the actual movies, was shot at Tyler Perry's studio.
Yeah, of course.
And Amazon.
A lot of places shoot at his place.
Netflix was shot, Amazon, and even Marvel used his shit. Marvel and Disney used
I know
his
that.
Shit. That's crazy.
It's a studio. Of course they're going to use this shit. Let me tell you what, though. Netflix wasn't having that cheap wig shit. Or that cheap makeup shit. Netflix was like...
I don't think he had a cheap wigs, bro.
Excuse me? Have you watched a Madea movie before?
But it wasn't
cheap. With Madea in it?
Look,
man. You can practically see the mic hanging from them wigs. The movie with what's his name? The fine ass nigga from the CSI,
Criminal Minds,
whatever. What's his name?
Okay, look, this is what people.
Did you see that wig? Though?
Hold on, look. Can I speak?
Did you see the wig?
People don't understand. Mm-mm. You got to think of when those movies were made to when 4K and shit was developed.
People was laying wigs back then.
You're not understanding what I'm saying. Let me explain again. From when that happened to when like actual 4K developed. Like if we watch movies in 4K.
When did All About the Benjamins come out?
A long time ago.
Okay. And when did that movie with the nigga from CSI come out? Madea.
After that.
Diary of a Mad Black
Woman. Let's go after that.
Look at fucking Ice Cube's braids. Obviously, it was weave braided into his hair. But it looked decent.
It was hair.
His hair with hair added. Tay Diggs.
What's his name? Was the entire
wig. Not Tay Diggs. What is his name?
Shamar
Moore.
Yeah, I didn't know.
When Shamar Moore came on that set, they gave him a lace front with braids. No parts. It just looked like an afro that somebody tried to braid.
You're proving my point. That's no, what I'm trying to say is, if the cameras and shit wasn't so advanced in HD and shit, and us seeing that shit now, we wouldn't even have noticed that shit.
No, man. Yes, we would have. Because Tyler Perry was using them same wigs that he used in the plays for the movies. That's the problem.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't.
I think he was.
Okay. That's your opinion.
Because listen, Tyler Perry, that's one thing he'd do. That nigga gives jobs, okay? Jobs.
Right, so I don't understand why he gonna use the same goddamn wig.
He probably did. Listen, the person who was in charge of hair and makeup for the plays, he probably was like, come on, I'm in a bigger studio. I'm doing my shit now. You coming with me. Using that same shit.
His studio has always existed. His studio is right. Kind of newer.
I know that. So but he's going to take the fun. People with him that was with him from the bottom, from the plays, right? They was using play wigs. Play wigs.
I doubt they're using play wigs.
When they moved to movies, they probably was using them same wigs. There's no excuse.
No, they wasn't using the same wigs.
Man, so shut up. You don't know nothing about hair.
They were remaking wigs and costumes and clothing.
The wigs are terrible. But you know what? Netflix got that shit in Chizik. Okay? Because okay. Well, if you look, you can see. I'll show it to you when we get down with
it. I was literally shocked.
Madea's Homecoming is what it's called.
Because I was literally shocked when I read it. I was like, oh, Madea on Netflix. I didn't even know until I read the little.
It's coming out.
You put it on here, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I forget the date, but I believe it's this month sometime.
Of course. Like I said,
Madea's Homecoming.
Everything was unusually black today, and I was confused on why.
Madea's Homecoming is coming this month. New wigs, new makeup.
Be quiet.
It's nice. Nice to see Madea contoured. I love it. The trailer's on YouTube. If you must watch.
What is contour?
Also on Netflix, you know, I'm a new makeup person now. You know, I've been trying makeup out, y'all. I'm going to post a picture. Maybe.
It's already on.
Yeah, not on the podcast page. Anyways, Raising Dion Season 2 is coming out today. So we could probably watch maybe the first episode after this. We probably going to have to go back and watch Season 1 because I don't remember.
It was so long ago.
Yeah. The Proud Family reboot.
Never mind.
What'd you say?
I said something I shouldn't have said.
Okay. The Proud Family reboot. Which, listen, the kids better not talk to me while it's on. I'm not playing because I don't want to watch it with them because they'll be like, oh, asking questions and shit. No, I want to watch it on my own.
I'm probably, yeah, that's probably a show you can watch that.
And I pray Disney puts the whole season out and not just episode after episode.
I don't know, because they're trying to get... When is it coming out?
February 23rd.
Because so right now, weeks. They got their Star Wars show, The Book of Boba Fett, is out. And then right after that, the Marvel show, Moon Knight, is coming out. And those is week by week. So, I don't know, it depends. It just depends, because they want people to... They want people to keep on watching.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I hope.
Because that's what they do. They let series after series.
I know, but I hope that... Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just put it straight out. I hope that they...
It probably depends on how many episodes. Because I know soon after Hawkeye went off, it was a week. And then the Star Wars show came out.
Mm.
And now this is about to be over. And then it's going to be a week or two. And then another Marvel show about to come out. Okay. So they might do the same or they might interlap. Honestly, this is a cartoon. They might come out with a couple episodes at a time.
Yeah, hopefully. When is Invincible supposed to come back out?
I still ain't got a word on it.
Oh, so good. If y'all have not watched Invincible, go watch the first season. And
cause
it's so good. It's gory.
This season is supposed to be like at least double. I believe it wanted like 13 episodes.
I think so.
So I think the new season is supposed to be like 24 episodes.
Okay. So, Invincible, we talked about it before. It's a cartoon show. A superhero show. Not for kids.
Not at all.
At least 14 or older.
We learned that the hard way.
13. Right. Because London is the one that was watching it. And we was like, oh,
she wasn't watching it, but she seen the previews. And she was like, oh, yeah. She wanted to watch it. Because she like, yeah, this is coming on. This is a new show coming on.
Very gory.
And we, the first episode, I'm like, no.
Very gory cussing. But it's very good. I love it.
It's good. And then the one thing that should not have been doing, but I have been.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to Rob Comics Explain. Mm-hmm, like, listen on YouTube. Like,
just listen. Oh, he talk about Invincible?
Yeah, he's doing the Invincible series on Sunday. And I'm like super...
Invincible series? Yeah. You say Invincible.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he's doing that on Sundays. I believe he already did it on his Patreon, but he's putting it on the actual YouTube. Oh, that's nice. And like...
I might listen to that.
I'm way ahead. Like, you'll have to go back because it's way ahead. It's way past the TV show.
Oh, so he's doing the actual comics. He has the comics.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can look on Amazon and find him because I will read that comic. Comics. Because you know, that's been my little thing lately.
Yeah,
buying comics from, because we got a bitch, we found a comic book store by our house, like literally walking distance from our house. So I be picking up all the cheap ones and like reading them. Yeah. And then what I do is go on Audible. Is it Audible?
Yeah.
Audible and get the rest. Like I buy like two or three.
I didn't know you did that. Yeah. But
I honestly, do it every now and again.
Honestly, if you like that, just listen to.
What's the one I.
Listen to Comics Explain. Because I know he
I has. I like to see it.
He shows the actual, if you watch it on YouTube, he'll show the actual panels.
Okay, because the one I read with Shuri, is that Black Panther's sister?
Yeah.
That one was really good, and I actually ended up buying the whole series on Audible.
Yeah, you would just have to, if you listen to his on Comics Explain, he real detailed and shit, but
it's not Audible, the one where they show the pictures and you just, like a digital comic.
Is it Comixology?
No, it's Amazon, but it's like a book, but it's electric.
Kindle.
That's same what I thing. Did. I bought the comic book series on Kindle, and I kind of caught up because once what's his name?
Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman died. Like before he died, I had read the first couple of series of that Shuri one, and she basically ended up becoming Black Panther because. Black Panther disappears. He went to do a mission. He ended up... They couldn't find him.
What happened was he did something. Because I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go on.
So that, once everybody was like, they can't replace him. They da-da-da. Because, you know, everybody was talking about Shuri becoming the new Black Panther. And everybody was like, why would they do that? Da-da-da. But I'm like, that's what have originally happened. Like, so I'm on all the blogs like, that originally happened in this comic book series. You know, I felt superior. Like, I felt like you would be proud. So I was like, you know, that actually happens. And everybody's like, yeah, that really happens in the comic books anyways. So I'm like, I feel like they probably gonna piggyback off of that series.
I thought that at first, but it's changing. Because I believe, what's the name, signed a new deal? An extended deal. No, the guy that played M'Baku.
Oh, okay.
And then it's like a, Marvel do like a sneak peek with pictures or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pictures of like the new Avengers roster, Avengers 5. You know, when the next Avengers, and that's going to be like after all the new shit come out. So, of course, they had like all the current people. Like, they got the, you already know that Jane Foster Thor is going to be in the new Thor and also regular Thor, Ant-Man. But then they show like the people we know that's going to be, but then you also see parts of other people, and then we see like a Black Panther costume, but you only see like the shoulder and the arms, and it's obviously a man, it's not a woman.
Okay, we'll see. Sorry, we got a little sidetracked on Marvel, talking about Marvel shit, but I do have a, what are we at now? Who was that, like 30 minutes?
You was at as a problem.
I know, I'm talking about time.
Oh,
okay, so we do have a discussion letter. Now, this is a long one, so I want you guys to listen closely, because I actually had to paraphrase this. It was so much, it was so long, and there's no punctuation at all, so I had to, like, paraphrase. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and get to a discussion letter right after this break. Hey guys, did you know that most leading nail polish brands include more than 10 animal-derived ingredients or pigments? Luckily, our friends over at Blissful Glow Nail Polish are completely free of those ingredients and still provide that same great color and shine for your nails. Their handcrafted formula is not only vegan and cruelty-free, but they offer over 30 products of pure, clean perfection. Nail polish, cuticle oils, and for a limited time, try out their new lip line.
So head over to blissful-glow.com and use code NOFILTER1 and save 25% off your purchase of $15 or more. That's blissful, BLISSFUL-glow.com and use code NOFILTER1 for 25% off your order. Go shop today and tell them we sent you.
Okay, guys, we're back and it's time for a discussion letter. I got this letter off Facebook from a page from Zane, the author. She gives advice, so I thought this was a good one. Yeah, and it's really good, too. It's just better than the marriage page. Oh, yeah. I'll add you to it. Anyways, so this letter is very long. Like I said, I had to paraphrase it because there was no punctuation at all in this letter. So
yeah, she did really good prep. She let me know what was going on.
Okay. So I fell for someone at work. I met this guy at my job. He had been pushing up on me real bad for weeks. I'm talking pressure. He would always stop me in the middle of work, tell me how good I look, how good I smell, and how beautiful I am in front of people at work. He even asked me for my number in front of everybody at work. So he was not shy about it at all. It was cute, so I gave him my number. I did a little digging and found out that he had a girlfriend who also works at our job too.
What?
I approached him about it and he was honest about the situation. He told me that it isn't really what I think it is. Otherwise, he wouldn't have approached me. And I let him know that I'm not for the drama, and he promised me there wouldn't be any. At this point, he had me, so I honestly didn't care about their situation.
What?
We had been getting together for like a month straight. No sex, just chilling and getting to know each other. With that, I found out that he's only 21. I'm 31. And I also found out that his girlfriend is more like a trauma bond buddy, and she's 28.
What's the
truth? I don't know. But she acts 18. Me and this girl are polar opposites. I have my own car, my own house, a great career. I always keep myself up, hair, nails, etc. She is more like another dependent for him. He has to get her to and from any place she needs to go. He has to make sure she keeps herself up. They rent a room together, and if he was to up and move today, she would be left homeless. I know this for a fact because she tells her business to people I'm cool with at work. Now we're 5 months in, and I feel like we are in love. He stays at my house 4 to 5 days out of the week. All he does for her is take her to work, then sits at my house for the rest of the day. He now works from home. After work, he picks her up, drops her off at their room, then comes back to my house. He stays with my son during the days when I have to work and he works from home. He has my back and never misses a beat. All my needs are met and not once has he treated me like an option. I have always, in all caps, been the priority. My problem comes in because the girlfriend assumes things, but she won't approach me. We work the same shift and we share a locker room. She goes around the job telling people I'm a homeworker and things like that. I want to say something, but I don't want to start drama at work. But I do want to defend my name. I'm not a homeworker. I don't sleep with married men, nor men in relationships. This situation just happened. My second problem is, I don't think he would leave a person that allows him to step out as much as she does with no consequences. I know that I want to be with him, but this is not something I'm going to allow if we are exclusive. She allows it all the time just to say she got a man. People at the job are laughing at her because she looks dumb because he's literally with me all the time. He has even stepped up helping me with my kids and making sure they get to school on time and helping me pay bills because I'm a single mother of three. He is literally everything. I'm just so confused. I really love this man, and I can see a future with him. It has been 5 years since I've been in a relationship and have given someone all of me. Please help. Any advice is welcome.
First of all, she's stupid because she said she's always been a priority, but he was with her before he was with you, so how was you even a priority?
It's so many things. So
honestly,
you start.
No, because she's letting this go on. you need to just go ahead and just be sister wives. Like, honestly, might as well just go ahead and just add her, because it's like, she's there anyway. Y'all might as well just put everything together. Instead of arguing and fighting, just go ahead and just become a unit.
Well, I don't even think they're arguing and fighting. I don't think they talk, from what she said.
But the girl running her mouth at work, and she wanted to keep her mouth shut, and then people think the girl looks stupid. If y'all just do that shit, be the sister-wife shit, and just bring that shit under one household, nobody can't say shit.
That's your advice?
I mean, that's the best I can say. Because obviously, if it's been 5 months, and he helping you with your kids, he working from home at your house, and he take her back and forth to work, to avoid all the confusion and drama, just put all that shit underneath one household and y'all be cordial together.
I think with her, she wants to be more exclusive, so I don't know.
I understand what you're saying, but obviously that's not about to happen.
So
I just have the simple resolution.
My thing is, she downplaying the other woman like she's stupid, but you're doing the same thing. Like, you saying he with you, what did she say?
Not necessarily.
It says, he's with me 4 to 5 days out of the week. It's 7 days in a week, so he with her the other 2 days.
2 to 3.
2 to 3 days.
But he's still with her more. I get what she's saying, he with her more. But then again, he stayed the night there. Like, he really take her back and forth to work and spend like a day or two with her, like, throughout the week.
I mean, and then my thing is, he leaves your household to take her back and forth to work. She's still a priority. To me, she's the priority. Like, because no matter what, whatever y'all go through, he's still gonna help her out. You know what I mean?
And then why he run the room? I don't know, bro. I mean, first of all, you stupid. Like, after it was brought forth for what was going on, why did you then confront the situation up front?
And then he's 10 years younger than you. Girl, really stressing over a 21-year-old?
But look, she also said that, like, she didn't care. She did it bother her, but then she didn't care. Like,
It's kind of like, I feel like, this is fucked up, but I feel like it's kind of like a custody agreement between them. She got primary custody because he stayed with her more days, and then she got, like, other weekend type shit. Like,
but again, what I'm saying, though, is, like, she said she didn't care, basically.
And another thing, right, she said she didn't care, but it's like, she says she sees a future with him and she wants it exclusive and she's not going to let him go.
But you should have made that a point to him. Like, you should have said that. Because first you say you don't care, but then you say, well, I do care. And it's like, well, you shouldn't even put yourself in that situation if you didn't know what the outcome could be. That sounds stupid as fuck what I just said. But
I was about to say, well, how would she have known? But still,
no, I'm not
to me,
saying,
I feel like if he had a girlfriend, that was a red flag. You should have stopped there, especially you got 3 kids.
That's basically what I was trying to say.
3 kids, 5 months, you letting this nigga take your kids to school and all that shit now.
That's crazy.
I feel like...
That's fucking ridiculous.
It's doing too much. And then she's saying, she's trying to compare, and then, like, in this letter, I feel like she's really trying to compare herself to the other woman. Like, oh, I'm better. But, yeah, you may feel like you better, but he still split his time between the two of y'all, even though you have more of the time.
That's what I was about to say, that. Yeah, you make him seem like you better, but he's still back and forth.
Another thing, too, was that she said, yeah, people laughing at her at work and talking about her because she literally looked dumb because he with me all the time. I'm like, well, what do you think they're saying about you? Because, yeah, I'm pretty sure she's telling people that, oh, he be with her, but he be with me, too. Y'all probably both look dumb.
It can go to the exact opposite. You're like, well, yeah, he with her all the time, but he still go back and forth to her from every now and then. So either way, it make both of y'all look stupid.
Yeah. I just think she needs to just let it go. I mean, even if you, to me, it's just a lot going on in the situation. It's too many red flags. He's 10 years younger than you. He got a bitch. He's still taking his bitch back and forth to work. Like, even though you feel like all your needs is met, which I feel like means, in code, she digmatized.
No, it's more than that. It's just that, like, he taking the effort with her kids and making sure and helping her out. So she, like that support.
I guess. I just like, don't think it's a good thing. But then she, like, I'm afraid he not gonna leave her because she let him come to me. That's basically what she said. With no consequences.
I don't know. I mean
shit, she might be right. When you said something about sister wives, you might be right. You might have something going on.
I mean, that's how it usually works. I'm usually the right one in the house.
Excuse me? We're not going to go there. All right, so anything else you want to say before we get ready to go? Oh, nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. If you feel something about this discussion letter, you want to let us know, you can email us at nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. Also on our Instagram page, nofilterpod, you can get in the comments or get in the inbox. Let us know what you think about this letter or about the show, period. Anything else you want to say before we go?
No, I ain't got nothing to say right now.
Okay.
No, not right now. Probably the next pod. I gotta get my words together.
You're drunk.
Yeah, I am. But that's what I'm saying. Like, the next pod, I got something I want to say, but I want to make sure I'm...
You're good to say it.
No.
You want to make sure you're good to say it. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I want to get it.
Okay. Well, yes. Hit us up. Thank you for joining us this week, and thank you for listening. And we will see you guys
in a week or two. I don't know.
2 weeks, bi-weekly.
You sure it's going to be bi-weekly? You want to do every week?
I don't know if we're going to. I'm not going to promise that.
We're not going to promise every week, but it's a possibility.
We might just drop it when we drop. At least bi-weekly is guaranteed. We might drop it.
In between. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast, too, if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.